Healing begins by liking myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Healing begins by liking myself. How does healing begin by liking myself? What sort of things do I do that tell myself that I like myself? How can healing begin by liking myself? It seems rather ludicrous that this could be so. But it is so. Healing begins by liking myself. When I have a smile on my face, my body radiates joy and peace and harmony and goodness and health. When I think happy thoughts, my body radiates joy and harmony and peace and happiness and love and goodness. When I do loving things like petting my cat or petting my dog, or hugging another person, or thinking about another person that person is glorious and wonderful and good and beautiful, I am healing myself. I am turning on the most powerful energy source in the universe to manifest itself in my life, in my world, in my body, as wholeness and goodness and peace and love. It is so powerful and so wonderful and so easy. I do it all the time, but do I really know what I'm doing? Healing begins by liking myself. Whenever I think a sad thought about myself, my body takes a tumble. Whenever I think that I'm not a nice person, my body begins a nosedive into the pit of despair. Whenever I act in any way that I am unhappy with this body, this temple, this being that I live in, then my health sort of wanders away. And it should. It should. It's just like we do in our normal life. If we are in a circumstance that doesn't make us happy, we leave it. If we are with people who are not positive and uplifting and beautiful, we shy away from them, if not totally go away from them. If we are doing anything in life that is causing us to be disenchanted, disenfranchised, disabled in any way, then it's up to us, physically, mentally, spiritually, to make a change in our thinking, in our attitude, in our life. We don't have to leave the circumstance. That, of course, would be the fastest and quickest way to do it, perhaps, but it's sort of like abandoning it. It's sort of like running away. But if instead of leaving it, and if instead of being removed from a negative circumstance, we merely say, all is in divine order now. And we look at the argument that's going on between some people, and we are feeling it very distressed by it, and we say, all is in divine order now. We don't say it out loud. We say it in our hearts. We say it, I say it peacefully in my heart. And I say it, and I say it, and I say it until I no longer hear the this attraction, the unhappiness. I no longer hear the disgruntled argument. And all I hear is harmony, beauty, and goodness. You say, well, you're an idiot. Nobody can do that. Oh, yes, we can. It takes practice. It takes training. It takes an awareness of loving yourself and not allowing yourself to be associated with anything that is going to be contrary to your positive nature, contrary to my positive nature. So, as I look at people who are disgruntled, as I look at people who are unhappy, I think to myself, there but for the grace of wisdom go I, and I will not be a party to it. I will only say, hey, in my heart, Hey, you're wonderful. You're good. I see the good in you. I see the peace in you. For me to see the peace in somebody else has to be peace in me. For me to see goodness in anyone else, I must have goodness in me. For me to live in a happy, joyous world, in a happy, joyous body, I must have happiness, joy, and love in me. And if it's not in me, you can be sure that my world is going to be very uptight, very unhappy, very undesirable. Now, do I want that? Do I really want that? Do I really want an undesirable world? Well, then, why do I keep thinking about undesirable things, reading undesirable things in the newspapers or magazines or television? Why do I keep acquainting myself with the nations of the world who are struggling? Why don't I look at the nations of the world who are struggling and say, all is in divine order? I can say that. I can say that categorically because I'm not involved. Ha, ha, ha. That's right. And I never will be involved with the negative, but I'll only be involved with saying of the people of the world, all is in divine order. Saying of me, all is in divine order. Saying of my life, all is in divine order. I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am all in divine order. You know, we can like circumstances and we can dislike it. But one thing we don't have any control over, we love ourselves and the world that we have created, we love. Now, we have been loving conflict, loving disaster, loving poverty, loving illness for a long time. You say, what sort of idiot would do that? Well, you and me. Every time we give our attention to anything that is less than its ideal, original purity and integrity, we are loving it. We are empowering it to continue. With the energy of our being, we are empowering the very thing we say we don't want to experience in our life. By giving it attention. You know it. I don't have to tell you this. You know it just as well as I do. Anything you give attention to, you're thinking about it. You're empowering it. You are endorsing it. You are approving of it. Oh, what ugly things we approve of sometimes. Stop it. We stop it right back. And we say, all is in divine order. And instead of an argument being an argument, we say, all is in divine order. And peace and harmony and joy and cooperation reign. Yes. My instant illumination is my awareness of who and what I am and how powerful that energy in me is and how wonderful it can accomplish all the things that I want it to accomplish. Oh, we laughed at Buck Rogers. It was an early years scientific type of research thing. Off into space, and Buck Rogers did all sorts of things. And Buck Rogers wasn't bothered by gravity, and he wasn't bothered by the atmospheres, and he wasn't bothered by wearing helmets to keep the air pure about him. He just walked right in there because it was just like he experienced right where he was on Earth. And we loved Buck Rogers. And then we had to have some other space things, and we had other space shows, and these things brought forth ideas. Well, the ideas Buck Rogers has talked about is now being realized. The idea that we have had in all the space shows that followed it, space wars and things like that, these things are coming to be. The ideas that Eureka is presenting, the scientific community is doing all sorts of amazing, crazy things that are so realistic, and yet we say, how could that be? And yet it could be. Now, they have one little limitation in there. They're saying that there can be parallel universes and there can be this, and they're saying that if you live in a parallel universe, you might mess up something else somewhere else. Well, that cannot be. And they will come to this awareness just like you and I know it right now, that all time is now, all space is here, and there is no parallel universe of an otherness. There is only a oneness, and you are in that oneness, and I am in that oneness, and that oneness is my original purity and integrity. That oneness, no matter what crazy imaginative concept I might come up with from a scientific point of view, that crazy, marvelous idea, that concept is who I am. And that concept is my healing. That concept is the energy I put forth, that it manifests itself in its ideal way. If indeed, as science is trying to impress upon us, that all time and space are here and now, if the Bible, philosophy, religions, all thinkers of all time have said now is the acceptable time, all of that is just saying to us, where we live right now is what we have in our thought right now, what we have in our being right now. And if we have in our being right now that we are living in our ideal, original purity and integrity, state of body, state of mind, state of being, then everything is in divine order. Things do not have to be out of divine order. Things can and are always in divine order, waiting for us to claim it. So as we look at these things, as we even look at the videos on TV and so forth, the show Eureka that has the scientific beings doing all sorts of crazy, wonderful things, as they're doing it, it is now. And it is done perfectly. There is no malfraction of these things. There is no malaction of these things. There is nothing out of line. We see balance. We see harmony. We see peace. We see all in divine order, starting with my body, starting with my life, starting with me. And all the world around me is in divine order. All the world around me, because whatever I am, I see outwardly in the world. And if I am going to train myself to see only my ideal self at all times, then I will see in my world my ideal self at all times and its ideal self at all times, my creation. And as I do that, and as I live that, and as I think that, and as I am that, it is done. The healing that we talk about, that we desire so much in our life, is already here. It's just waiting for us to say, I accept. That is my reality. That's the only place I keep my thoughts. I keep my thoughts on my original purity and integrity. I keep my thoughts on I like me. I keep my thoughts on all is in divine order. I keep my thoughts on the wholeness that I am and will always be and can never change, nor do I want to change. It is my reality. It is my goodness. It is my purity. And as I say, it is my reality, my goodness, my purity, my allness, so it is. And it can never change because I am always ideal. My life is always ideal. My work is always ideal. Myself is always ideal. And I live in that ideal quality of beingness. Healing begins by liking myself and by seeing all the world through my love-filled eyes, unconditionally love-filled eyes. And as I see all the world through my unconditionally love-filled eyes, my world becomes more and more exciting, more and more beautiful, more and more fulfilling, because it's me at work in me. It's me being me. And there is nothing else that matters in all the world except for me to be me, for you to be you, for all the world to express its original purity and integrity, to express its divinity, to be divine now and forevermore. For that is all that matters, and that's who I am. Have a lovely, 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 wonderful day filled with your original purity and integrity, filled with all that is good, divine order, now. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And I like you, I like you, I like you. I do.